This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station. Join Pastor Trevor Banks and On to Perfection at 7:45 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
You have your Bibles, go ahead and open up to Proverbs 18:20. Proverbs 18:20. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. He who finds a wife finds a good thing. And all the men said, amen. And obtains favor from the Lord. Let me ask you something this morning. How many of you ever seen two people getting into an argument, and you know the discussion starts getting a little bit heated, and they're going back and forth, Finally, someone gets right up in the face of the other person, and they'll go, "Say something else." Or, "I dare you, go ahead, say one more word. Anybody used to watch The Honeymooners? I know I'm out of some of y'all's league this morning. Honeymooners, what is that? Ralph Cramden? Alice? One of these days. Have you ever seen that? Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? How many of you know that the enemy of your life will taunt you like that? The enemy of your life will get in your face and taunt you to try to get you to say something stupid, try to get you to say something that will undo the blessing of God or the power of God in your life. Amen. Sometimes the devil will stand up in your face and he'll say, "Go ahead, say something, I dare you. Go ahead and mess up what God's got for you." How many know, just like there's a time to be quiet, there's a time to be speaking, there's a time to be shouting. Last week we talked about the children of Israel marching around the walls of Jericho, and the instruction from Joshua is don't say a word, be quiet. They'll taunt you. They're going to spit on you. They're going to throw things down off of the wall at you. Just stay quiet. But on the seventh time around, on the seventh day, when the trumpet blows, I want you to lift up a shout. How many of you recognize this morning that sometimes there's a time to shout? Listen, I believe with all my heart that God has put a vision on this house. And if you're here this morning because somewhere inside of your heart you believe that God's put a vision on this house, I believe God's doing some amazing things at Truth Church. Amen. And listen, you can't worry about where you've been. You got to be focused on where you're going. Because we've all been somewhere. We've all been through some stuff. Amen. How many of you recognize that at some point in your life, What's on the inside of you has got to come to the outside. What you possess has got to manifest. It's got to come out. At some point, your potential has got to be realized. Come on, say that with me. What I possess has to manifest. It's not so you can have it, just so you can say that you got it. And it's not whether or not you have it or not. It's you got it. It's not just a hope for a future. It's not just a promise anymore. It's not just a dream anymore. It's manifested. Amen. I think it's time that Truth Church, and I believe we're moving into a season that we are manifesting what God has planted in seed form in this house years ago. That the fruit of the vision in this house is manifesting. And I believe that God has called many of us here this morning to start living on the level that He's anointed you to live on. I mean, you got an anointing to live on a level that some of us, we ain't living on that level yet. It's just potential. Amen. God is always anointing us and calling us to live at a higher level than we're at. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there comes a time in a believer's life when what you're dreaming for ain't a dream no more. It manifests. It shows up on the scene. When your potential becomes more than just what you might be capable of someday, it's what you are capable of now, and you actually become what it is that God has called you to be. That means you become effective. That means you become active. That means you're alive. You become productive in that thing that God has called you to, and you start stepping into the fulfillment of the promise that God has over your life. How many of you know that John 15:16 says this? You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give you. Isn't that right? Come on, somebody. He chose you. You didn't choose Him. And not only did He choose you, He chose you and He made you to go produce fruit. You're supposed to be fruit bearing. Amen. In other words, there should be the evidence of the relationship with Jesus Christ. There should be evidence of that coming out of your life. What God's placed on the inside by the power of His Holy Spirit is manifesting on the outside. Now, I understand that everybody goes through seasons in life. Isn't that right? We have seasons. We have the great seasons of life. The prosperous seasons of life. And then we have wintertime. Kim took me on vacation to Massachusetts one time in December. I was depressed the whole time. I'd never seen it. It was godforsaken. There wasn't a leaf on a tree nowhere. Everything was gray. There was dark clouds in the sky in the middle of the day. There was no grass. All the ground was covered with snow. There was ice on the roads. There was ice on the windshield. You were free. And I thought to myself, good Lord, how in the world can anybody live in this hole? How in the world? But Kim reached over and she said, it's not like this all the time. They do have springtime. Come on, somebody. You know what I'm talking about. Anybody ever been in the wintertime of their life? And you've prayed to God, God, if you can just get me out of this hell, if you can just deliver me out of this place of torment, if you can just pull me up out of this mess. Come on, some of y'all know what I'm talking about this morning. Amen. But how many of you know when springtime comes, buds begin to appear on the limbs and buds begin to appear on the branches? And in just a few weeks ago, that they were all looking dead and they all were looking wicked out of like some kind of a scary movie. Now they got beautiful leaves on them and the snow begins to melt away and the grass begins to come up out of it and life begins to come up out of the roots. Because how many know in the wintertime the sap goes down in the roots, but when the sun comes out, the sap comes back up out of the roots and it reaches out into the limbs and reaches out into the branches. And the next thing you know, that tree begins to bear fruit. It begins to manifest what was already on the inside, and it begins to produce what God designed it to produce. And what once looked dead, and what once looked dry, and what once was cold and barren, now is bearing fruit in the springtime of its life. Can I just declare over you today that God said it's springtime for your life? It's time to bear fruit. Some of you, I got news for you. God is moving you out of the winter season of your life. Springtime is coming. The sap is rising up from the roots. And where you've been rooted and where you've been grounded is beginning to pay off in your journey. God's beginning to push the very things out of you. There were some of you that were spoken over your life years ago. Words of prophecy and words of knowledge and dreams as a child just now are beginning to manifest in your life. You say, well, I didn't know if I'd ever own that business. You're going to bear fruit. Touch somebody and say, I'm going to bear fruit. And you're going to bear fruit because it's already down on the inside of you. Now, what's crucial for every believer is that we understand the time and the opportunities that we live in. So we have to be able to discern the time. How many of you know when Jesus, in Luke chapter 19, when Jesus was coming into Jerusalem during the last week of his life, he sat up on a donkey and he looked down over a hill and he began to weep over the city because he knew and he said, "Oh, Jerusalem, you have missed the hour of your visitation. You have missed the time of your visitation." Literally interpreted hour, translated hour. And what he was saying was, is they are missing the opportunity. He knew that he was going in to lay down his life. He knew that he was going into the cross. He knew that he was going to have to go to the cross because Jerusalem could not see that the Messiah had come. And they were going to miss their opportune time. How many of you know today, 2,000 years later, because Israel missed their opportune time, they still are suffering today. They still have an enemy on every border today. It's talking about the hour, being able to discern the time. They didn't discern their opportunity. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, when opportunity comes knocking, you better open the door and let it in because it just may not come knocking again. Some of the opportunities that come your way, you'll never see again. They might come in a different form or a different fashion. But the kairos moment, the opportune moment that the Bible talks about, means that we've got to step and risk and reach by faith to the opportunity that God has called us to. Because opportunities are never postponed. Opportunities are now. And if you don't grab the opportunity when it comes by, they're lost forever. That's the reason why we have to understand the times that we live in. We have to understand the seasons that we go through. Because if I let this moment slip by, I might miss the very thing that God has called me to do. So, how many of you know I've got to be able to discern it? I've got to be able to see it. I've got to recognize what the Bible calls that kairos moment. I've got to have eyes to see it. The opportune time of which I'm living in. Listen, folks, we are living in the opportune time for Truth Church. This is not the same church it was a year ago. It's not the same church it was 3 years ago. God is doing something within the four walls of this house that is going to mark this community. It is an opportune time. I believe that our church is moving into a place of His manifested power where the fruit bearing is evident for all those that believe, and it flows from the inside to the outside to the streets of the Treasure Coast. That's the opportunity that God's called us to. And I believe it's our season. It's our season of opportunity. But we have to discern it. We have to discern it, or corporately we miss the call, and individually we dry up and we become mediocre in the house of God. Come on, I've told you this before. Passivity is the biggest enemy of faith. Most of us don't need the devil. We can do ourselves in. Listen, folks, we cannot undervalue this moment in the life of our church. But a lot of times, because of delay and because of conflict and because of struggle, we get tempted not to see things the way God sees things. And we get tempted with other things, and they begin to bring other desires, and they bring stuff into our life that causes conflict. And then pretty soon we're just going to church because we're obligated. Well, I've got to go to church this Sunday. I'm a believer. I should be there. No. You get to go to church. How many of you know that the covenant of God is based on His word? His word is His bond. He says, "I watch over my word to perform it. I honor my word even above my name." I mean, God thinks a lot about His word. His word doesn't get undone. God is committed to us through His word. His word is part of His covenant. It's His bond. It's the basis, the foundation of the covenant that He's made with mankind. That means it doesn't matter what I feel like. My covenant is not based on the fact of whether I had a good day or whether I had a bad day, or whether you got in my face and said something, or whether somebody cut me off in traffic. My covenant is based on the word of God, not on how I feel. It's based on the fact that God gave His word. My Bible says heaven and earth will pass away before His word will ever pass away. He says, "I watch over my word." He gave me His word. How many know the word of God is true? Praise the Lord. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do? Or has he spoken, and will he not make it good? God is from his word.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
His word is his bond. So how many of you know if my covenant is based on his word and his word is his bond, then how many of you know my life is secure? It isn't based on what I do or what you do. It's based on what he's done. That's why the Apostle Paul comes along in Colossians 3:16 and he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Because the more of the word that I can get in me, the more I can actually know what I possess. The more I can understand what's on the inside, the more I can get guided through this journey of my life, the more direction I'll have and I'll know where I'm going. You know what that means? That means I get a word deep down on the inside of me. And it doesn't matter how off track I get, I got a GPS system on the inside. God's positioning system. I got a GPS that don't need batteries. It'll never fail. Amen. It's on the inside of me, and it works on the inside of me. And it tells Jason on the inside that I need to turn right when I need to turn right, and I need to take a left up here when I need to take a left, and I need to watch out for that pothole in the street. There's a detour over there. You don't want to go down there. You might get sidetracked. And it's so I don't get off on the wrong exit, and I don't make illegal U-turns, and I don't go down a one-way the wrong way, and I don't run off the road and end up in a ditch with a flat tire stuck in the mud. Thank God for his GPS. Praise the Lord. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Because I have a covenant with his word. And he guides me and leads me. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is a word over your life. Come on, say that with me. There is a word over my life. If you get anything else from this message this morning, I hope you'll get this. There is a word over your life. Before you ever arrived on planet Earth, God said something about you and he said something to you. Well, Pastor, I just got saved a few years ago. I don't care when you got saved. No. My Bible says that he knew you before he formed you in the womb. My Bible says while you were yet still sinners, he was already working on your behalf. He didn't wait for you to get cleaned up to come into the kingdom and then say, I'm going to bless you. He blessed you and saved you while you were still a sinner. That's the reason why some of you are still here this morning. That's the reason why some of you didn't overdose on drugs. That's why some of you in the worst time of your life with a gun in your mouth didn't pull the trigger. It's because there was a word over your life. God wants to express that on you. Now watch this. When I realized my GPS, my God positioning system, will always direct me towards God. Watch this. There will always, always, always be a decision for me to make. I've got to make a choice. I can either yield to the GPS or I can go on and do it my way. I can try to figure it out for myself. I mean, when I was little, we didn't have GPS. We had these things called roadmaps. Anybody remember them? And at family vacation time, there's always the story you hear about the vacations, and some family got lost somewhere in America and done drove 5 hours in the wrong direction, wouldn't stop and buy a map, wouldn't stop and ask for directions, huh? Come on, you know why? He was going to get there no matter how, what it took. He was going to get there, and wasn't nobody going to tell him how to get there, even if it took him 2 days longer to get there, amen? Why, ladies and gentlemen? A lot of it was pride. But he was relying on his own intellect, on what he knew. Man's system will always direct him wherever he feels like is the right way. Man goes by how he feels. I think I'll take a right up here. That looks kind of nice. Wait a minute, I didn't tell you to go there. You got to go this way because this is the way I've directed for you. I know, but look at the shade trees over there, Jesus. No. I want you to get out here on the highway and cut across this desert. Well, no. Hang on a minute. Let me just detour over here to this little park and throw my fishing pole in and see if I can catch something today. That's why you can't go by what you feel. You need to go by a word from the Lord. But we spend a majority of our time doing what we feel. Well, I felt the Lord. I feel this way. I think. Why don't you just do what Jesus told you to do? Because you know what happens when I give in to what I think? I start living my life below the promise of my life. I start living my life below what God designed me to do. I don't know about you, but I'm blown away by the people that have just become content living where they're at. They've just settled. I'm talking about believers living in places that are nowhere near the potential that God's put on the inside of them. They've just kind of gotten content and passive and settled down there. Say, not me. I'm waiting on my dream. I'm believing God for my dream. No. That's not true. Most people live their life contented in the places where they're planted instead of thriving in the place where they're planted. They get up every day and go to a job they hate. Living in a marriage that they don't even want to take the time to get fixed. Just coexisting. What happens? Because we become so driven by our comfort zones. We take the path of least resistance. We're just going to go the easy way. And our security issues begin to dwell on us and weigh us down. And we become so afraid that we've got to deal with the challenge that's in front of us. We just want to do what's necessary to get to the next level of living that God's called us to be in, to move into the place of purpose that God's designed for each one of us. That's why a lot of people don't want to be bothered by what it takes to change. They don't even want to deal with it. How many know there comes a time in your life that God says, I'm not going to let you just be a hearer of the word anymore, but it's time for you to grow up and be a doer of the word. You heard, now do. You can hear something to death. At some point, you got to apply it to your life. But because a lot of people are afraid of the challenge, we're afraid God might require more from us than we're willing to lay out there. We just get passive on this thing. And we settle for a life of mediocrity, a life of passivity. We settle for a life of unfulfillment. And we live our whole Christian existence unfulfilled. We see other believers that are completely fulfilled, living the abundant life, and we go, man, that's what I'm striving for. And God's saying, alone, you ain't got to strive for it, you just got to do it. Stop being a hearer and be a doer. I'm helping somebody this morning. Listen, some of you in here this morning, you are called to be a business owner. God has called you. Some of you here this morning, you've been called to go to foreign lands. You've sat on the pew 20 years knowing you're supposed to be somewhere else. My God. Everybody needs to understand one thing this morning. There is a word over your life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA-compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.